decent orator who was more liked and campaigned heavily as a first black president? Of course that's a bunch of nonsense. He didn't. The vote was cheated. The election was cheated. And here's the documentation of that, as you can see, folks, in a New American. The John Birch Society magazine did a very good job in this issue called Vote Fraud. Here's the proof, which was published on December 7th, 2020. And here they go, folks, this article proved page after page after page of showing the fraud, documenting it, right? So, for example, in Arizona, Biden supposedly won the state by only just over 10,000 votes. But look at this. An election poll watcher told the hearing of Arizona legislature that she was refused to observation of at least 2,000 duplicate ballots. Another witness said that truckloads of ballots, truckloads, folks, continue to come in for 10 days after election officials had thought they were through counting. Can you imagine that, folks? 10 days after election, 10 days, trucks keep coming. Trucks? I mean, how long does it take to bring within your county the votes from all over? One day, maybe, at the top, 10 days, right? The fraud in Arizona that Trump lost by less than 11,000 votes, they claim, right? Let's go to another state, some of the obvious fraud. Here we got Georgia, that Biden allegedly won by just under 13,000 votes. Now, here we go, folks. The election workers in Fulton County claimed that there was a water leak required the facility to close on election night. And then at about 10 p.m., all poll workers and challengers were told to leave for several hours. This is documented, folks. However, several workers did not leave but remained behind unsupervised and unchallenged, working at the computers for voting tabulation machines until past 1 a.m. And folks, there's a video that you can find on internet easily that shows these remaining poll workers pulling ballots out of the containers from underneath a table, processing them. To get 13,000 votes, folks, that is plenty enough. Let's go to the next state quickly, okay? And that is Michigan. That supposedly Biden won Michigan by about 154,000 votes. However, check this out, folks. A poll worker who said she had 9 years of election experience, was there in this place in Detroit on election day, and said that she observed numerous ballots that looked like Xerox copies, photocopies, and all marked with Democrat Joe Biden. And guess what? There was not a single Trump vote. I like that, folks. You got, you know, bunch of ballots, right? Numerous. Copied. Looked like copies. And there was not even one vote for Trump. You know how improbable that is, how unlikely that is? Try getting a coin in your hand and hit heads or tails just 10 times in a row. The chance of that happening is very, very low. 10 times in a row, get heads or tails. Right? Now do that 100 times. It's like astronomically low. 1,000 times. Like impossible. Right? But she saw numerous multi ballots, like photocopies. Not even one Trump vote. That tells you fraud right there. Let's go to the state of Pennsylvania. That supposedly Biden won by 81,000 votes, but from a population of 7 million votes, in Pennsylvania, right? 7 million. Okay, that's not that much when it comes to 7 million. And here it is, folks. As many as 70,000 ballots were in a room off limits to poll watchers, except for 5 minutes every 2 hours. Every 120 minutes, for only 5 minutes, poll watchers were allowed to watch. And 3 hours later, the uncounted ballots, the 70,000, had simply disappeared. Wow. How about that? How convenient, folks. The fact is, we were cheated. The election of 2020 in America was conducted no different than in a South America banana republic where the dictators just stuffed the ballots with a bunch of fraudulent votes. No different. I mean, imagine, folks, me coming from Iran in 1977, I never dreamed that in America, things would become this bad. This bad. They're out right in front of you, they cheat, and all the mainstream media is propaganda organs of this new socialist, communist, capitalist system. Socialism for the rich crumbles for the average American. Never imagined it. But here it is. It's going on right now. So, there's more, folks. I got to show you this, which is very sad. If you go to our website at livefreenow.org, folks, I'm going to show you. When you go to educational materials tab, go down to why we do not need income tax, open that tab. First, I'm going to cover here as to why we don't need income taxes, that we do not even need them to pay for road teachers, police officers, firefighters, or trash collectors, okay? But the government does waste trillions of your hard-earned income tax dollars, waste, and also commit high crimes with your money. Then they cover up those crimes so you will know how they are using your money. Yes, three different topics. We don't need it to pay for the stuff you think government's supposed to provide. And they waste trillions of your money. And they use your money to commit crimes, high, serious crimes, and then cover up those crimes. You got to watch these short videos on these three topics, okay? So here it is. I'm going to go to the third one right now. Scroll down. And the one that's talking about, are your dollars used to commit crimes and cover-ups? Yes. If you click on the video here, then watch on YouTube, okay? What you're going to see is this. The ending of this video is this. The ending of the video tells this, folks. It's as amazing as it sounds. It's true. Back during Obama years, Obama assassinated an American citizen and his 16-year-old son with a drone. Literally, a drone from the sky killed the father and the son. They were never charged with a crime. Never had a trial or hearing with or even without a jury. No appeal to higher levels. Nothing. The dictator Obama just said, hey, I'm just a human being. I want that guy killed and that guy killed. I claim it's for national security. That's the excuse. Right? It's true, folks. You see here, this story was covered in July 9, 2012 of Esquire magazine. In this video, we show more how to commit crimes, folks, with your money, and then they cover them up. So much more than you got to see. Well, let's go on to see what kind of government we have. Okay, here we go, folks, to an article from that talks about, have you ever felt like the government doesn't really care what you think? This article, they summarize what these professors from the Princeton University researched and studied, and they looked at more than 20 years worth of data to answer a simple question, the government represents the people. Very simple question. And here it is, folks, the actual Princeton study. And here is what it says, that the preferences of the average American appear to have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. What does that mean? Well, the average American one has near zero impact on what the government does. Yep. Sorry. That's how bad the situation is. The newspaper that summarizes summarizes more of this study's findings, okay? In return for campaign contributions, elected officials pass laws that are good for their mega donors and bad for the rest of us. Look at these three pictures below. Money wins election in the bottom left. 91% of the time, the candidate with the most money wins the election. That got it, folks? 9 out of 10 times, more than 9 out of 10 times, the guy that spends more money on advertising himself wins office. Not the guy with the best of the job, most qualified, represents us and our interests, the guy who gets more money from mega donors to advertise himself. And look at this. A few donors dominate. Two-thirds of the political donations come from just 0.2% of Americans. That's not 2%, folks. That is 2 out of 1,000. Not the 1%. No, 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 no. That's the top 20% of the 1%. Two-thirds of money comes from the very rich, okay? No wonder they go for the big mega donors, right? And members of Congress on the last one shows they big donors, they spend 30 to 70% of their time fundraising. That's right. About half, 30 to 70% of the time is used not listening to your concerns, not listening to what you, the American people, want and listening to your needs, but calling mega donors with big, deep pockets to give them money. And the mega donors say, well, of course, you gotta do this for us, right? Yeah, of course. They buy them. That's how the system corrupted is. And here we go, the leftist socialist HuffPost wrote about this, folks. Call time for Congress shows how fundraising dominates bleak work life. And if you go down the article, look at what they say. Model daily schedule of the congressman in Washington, D.C. 4 hours call, right? Call fundraising. 1 to 2 hours constituent visits, American people. 2 hours on the committee floor actually working. And then 1 hour strategic outreach and recharge time 1 hour. Yep. How about on the home, on the back home? Oh, here's what they're doing. They're spending 3 hours fundraising and call time, 2 hours, community events, proactive, and then 1 to 2 hours, reactive community events, and then an hour outreach. So, folks, what is the number one thing congressmen spend their time on? Representing you? No. Raising money. And, of course, the money owns the congressman. Now, given that situation, why should you pay income tax? You don't have to pay any taxes to the corrupt entity that's used your money to assassinate Americans with no due process, no trial. To do that, years ago it was 2 Americans. It's going to be more than down the road, perhaps, without no trial, no justice at all. So, but the fact is, folks, no law requires you to file income tax anyways, even according to the law as written by the IRS, interpreted by the IRS, and as written by the U.S. House of Representatives, and as upheld by U.S. Supreme Court. Check this out. Here's a 1040 income tax confession form for 2020. It's called a U.S. individual income tax return. You think U.S. means you in the 50 states? No. It means Washington, D.C. Unbelievable? Hang in there. I'll prove it to you. Watch this. The 1040 instruction from the handbook from the IRS's website tells you on page 8 at the very top, filing requirements. If you read it, it says that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens. You think that's you in the 50 states? No, it's Washington, D.C. Regardless of where they live. Okay, good. Let's continue, folks. Let's go now to the Office of the Law Revision Council of the U.S. House of Representatives. These are the lawyers of the U.S. House of Representatives who published a lawsuit to follow. So if you go on there and look up these things, look up, for example, type in on your search engine 26 space USC space 7701 space house.gov, you'll get this. Section 7701 from Title 26 of Federal Laws, Category of Laws, the Internal Revenue Code. And this is Chapter 79 on Definitions. And it says, when used in this title, what title are they speaking about? This, the Internal Revenue Code. This is all the federal tax laws, folks, published by Congress. This is my personal copy. Look at it, folks. Tissue thin paper, tiny font. They don't try to cut things short, do they? They make as long as they need to get the meaning and intent across, right? So this is when used in the Internal Revenue Code, federal tax laws, they define all these terms like person. Really, you have to define that? Yes, they do. Corporation, domestic, foreign, and look at 9 and 10. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, and that is what we want to know. What landmass is the United States, right? Can't take it for granted. It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Oh, and the word state, well, state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. They don't list nothing else. Where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Yes, such construction is necessary to understand it, this title. So you have the District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia. You still get the District of Columbia. So United States means D.C. So U.S. citizen means citizen of Washington, D.C. And why is Washington, D.C. so special? Because the founding fathers wanted to give federal government its independence from the states. So they gave it 10 square miles of land for a seat of federal government. Because otherwise, if it was in Virginia or Pennsylvania or New York, they're going to push their thumb on the federal government. So the federal government can do whatever it wants in Washington, D.C. So here, I'm going to show you that they use the word someone who is a citizen of the United States and subject to its jurisdiction. Not the 50 states of the Union, Florida, Texas, California, subject to their jurisdiction, but to its singular jurisdiction. Continue. So, before I do that, though, let me show you this. People say, Paymon, obviously that definition includes the states. Obviously. No, it doesn't. I'm going to show you this other code section 4612 of the federal tax laws. Taxing oil and petroleum right here. And they mention the 50 states and a bunch of other territories and continental shelf and foreign trade zones. Yes. Look at this. This is Chapter 38, environmental taxes, tax on petroleum. Section 4612, definitions and special rules, that says, for the purposes of this chapter, what chapter? Subchapter A, subchapter A, tax on petroleum. They define crude oil, domestic crude oil. Oh, look at that. The term United States means the 50 states. Oh, and the District of Columbia and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Any position in the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and I bet you almost none of you ever heard the trust territory of the Pacific Islands. They also said the United States includes the Continental Shelf areas and also includes foreign trade zones. Yes. In other videos I've done, I show you many other parts, chapters in this book. They use different definitions, like on Social Security taxes. So we mentioned four U.S. territories. These definitions do matter. You cannot assume the 50 states. I'll show it to you also in just a minute, okay? We're going to go right here, folks, to this case of Stenberg versus the Attorney General of Nebraska versus Carhart from a U.S. Supreme Court in 2000. We go down, we read the relevant language of this U.S. Supreme Court case that says this. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like we have in these laws, right? We must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yep. And to refer to another court case, it is axiomatic, which means obvious, self-evident, that the statutory definition of the term, that definition by law defined, excludes unstated meanings of that term. Now, folks, you got it. It does not include the 50 states, the Internal Revenue Code in general. It does not. Now, we're going to go right now to the U.S. Treasury's interpretation of federal tax laws at ecfr.gov. And here's what the U.S. Treasury said. The IRS wrote these regulations, folks. Check this out. Okay? Electronic Code of Federal Regulations, ecfr.gov. And we go down to 1.1-1, 26 from Internal Revenue, Part 1 Income Taxes, Income Tax on Individuals. And what does it say? It says, General Rule, Section 1 of the Code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, which means Washington, D.C. Anybody, any individual who is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., income tax on them is imposed. We go further down from this A part 1.1-1A to 1.1-1B. Here it is. Citizens or residents of the United States, which means Washington, D.C., liable to tax. In general, all citizens of the United States, which means Washington, D.C., wherever resident, right? They are liable to income taxes imposed by the code. Yep. Whether income received from the within or without the United States means outside or inside D.C. We go down to C. Oh, now who is a citizen? To this citizen. Okay. Not the 50 state citizen, but a singular Washington, D.C. Here it is. Who is a citizen is clearly stated here. Every person born or naturalized in the United States. Again, what does United States mean? Let's look it up right here. United States mean District of Columbia, right? The state is District of Columbia. You've got to follow these terms, as the Supreme Court says, not what we think, what the lawmakers wrote. Remember, that is what the Supreme Court orders us to do right here. I'm sorry, right here. Even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning of 50 states, you think, doesn't matter. You have to follow that definition. So right here, it's key. Every person born or naturalized in the United States and subject to its jurisdiction is a citizen. Its singular government of Washington, D.C. is a citizen of the United States. Right? And folks, when they use the term United States in the laws, in propaganda, on TV, on the 1040 form, you're thinking, oh, that's me. That's me. I'm a U.S. citizen. Yes, you are, all of you, a U.S. citizen for immigration, naturalization, and nationality purposes. All of you. But not for income tax purposes. For income tax purposes, U.S. citizen is a Washington, D.C. citizen. Yep. Folks, if you go to the front page of our website at livefreedom.org, you'll see my claim. I've talked about this for a long time. There is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. I just give you a quick overview. In this 9-minute video, you're going to get this overview with a little bit more detail. And if you click on this video right here, I've done it for you, that will take you to a short playlist on the right-hand side. These five videos additional on the right side are all about 5 minutes long. Watch each of these short videos, and many of them go to a longer, full version of these videos, right? So it's very clear. You have no voice in government. They cheated. President Biden is completely illegitimate. Completely illegitimate. That guy's going senile, him. He didn't get the vote of the American people. And Congress, they don't spend time with us. They spend time with mega donors. 2 out of 1,000 richest Americans for money, half the time. So that's where we're going to go back to the founding fathers. And when they say, folks, these words, it's important that whatever any form of government, like the current form of U.S. government, becomes destructive of these ends. What are the ends? To secure these rights of American people. What are these rights? Okay? We are with unalienable rights that cannot be taken from us, should not be taken from us, like life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Right? Whenever the government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of we the people. That is you, my friend. Every one of you. That's the right of every one of you. To alter or abolish it. And folks, and institute new government. We have that right. Now, I believe in the Second Amendment very strongly. Now, one day we may have to use our guns like the founding fathers. But until we have exhausted our First Amendment rights to petition the government for redress of our grievances, like the founding fathers did, Jefferson, Washington, Franklin, these guys did that. We are going with the same process. Same painful process. And write to these representatives, even though they might ignore us, because we're not their donors. We got to go through that process and do it and do it and do it and do it again and again and again and again by larger, larger, larger number of fellow Americans. We should not use our Second Amendment remedies to go through that process. I'll show you how to do that, and you stop filing and paying U.S. income taxes to the enemies of the American people. You have no constitutional, legal, ethical, or moral duty to pay income tax to your duties. None. Whatsoever. You should keep your money for your family and give some of that to our freedom movement leaders so we can put your funds to use to fight this war peacefully, hopefully, to restore our freedom, our rights, and our form of government. So let me show you on our website how you do that. Okay, I want you to join this campaign. It's free, no charge to any of you, okay? If you go to our website, folks, at livefreedom.org, on the top right under income tax freedom, I got petitions for Congress written to free yourself from individual income tax, from tax withholding, from your paycheck at your job, from Social Security taxes, from 1099 information reports and W-9 requests, and from self-employment taxes. Each of these are separate petitions that I am inviting you to join Freedom Law School and our supporters and our students, folks, to go with it and send it to congressmen, and then you can stop filing and paying income tax absolutely lawfully and safely. Go down on this page, for example, the first one, and I'll here have instructions on how to do it, a video on this topic, explain it to you in more detail, and you see the petition coming up in just a little bit. Here it is. Here is the petition to Congress. Below this black writing is this blue hyperlink to the PDF document. Once you open this hyperlink PDF, it comes out small like this. You can zoom on it, enlarge it like I've done here. It's written, as you see, to all three congressmen. Your two U.S. senators and your House of Representatives member are called justification for congressional investigation of the income tax collection. Yes. Now, this letter was not written. This letter was rewritten so many times, okay, to get it perfected. If you find any errors, let me know, please. So, this letter cites the laws that we refer to. Here it is. You see, we quote the laws like this. Here is another one, like I just read you, from CFR 1.1-1, quotes it, right? And then the letter itself is only 9 pages, folks, of giving the clear picture to congressmen that we've been deceived and robbed by who? By the IRS management, by the U.S. Department of Injustice crooked lawyers, and many double crooked federal judges who all of them step on their oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and American people's rights and misapply the income tax on you to rob you into a slave to enrich themselves, their careers, their pensions, their power structure, and that of their donors and the politicians. And you ask the congressman to investigate them. And what you do, folks, you let them know humbly that you believe that every person should pay their fair share of income taxes according to the law. And you have shown them who is required to pay their fair share, okay, by showing them the law, okay? And you've shown them that most Americans like you are not included on a list of those who are liable for the income tax. And so, and we say very clearly, folks, and we say, if by reading this letter, you can show me that I'm wrong, misinterpreting statutes, regulations, or Supreme Court decisions that I do offend income taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payments to be my fair share. Yes, humbly tell them, look, I would gladly pay my fair share if you can show me where I'm wrong. That's all I got to do. But of course, when they show that, you know, there is research for themselves that the individual income tax does not apply to average Americans like us in the 50 states, we want our Congress members to see if they agree that this justifies conducting an investigation to expose the truth about this government renegade conspiracy that crooks the deep staters and put an end to the impoverishing of the Americans. And we do expect from them a timely, specific, and on-point reply. And all the laws cited, folks, are here listed as an attachment. In addition to being listed here, all the laws cited are attached to the letter. They can read them out for themselves from the government's own website. All the stuff is there. So, folks, this is the way to do it. You don't have to be afraid at all. At all. I stopped filing income tax 30 years ago openly without this kind of support documentation. IRS has never dared to try to put me, Payman Mutahide, in prison for not having filed income tax and telling others about income tax fraud. In fact, so for you folks, with all the stuff I've done for you, it's a lot easier. A lot easier for you folks to do this stuff because I've done all this work for you. Okay, and to give you more confidence about this, I'm going to show you this. Look, if you go on our website at livefreenow.org under our victories, you're going to see under IRS victories, open that up, and another one under FLS victories, open that one up also. You'll see under these two things, folks, many of our students beat the IRS. Here's a bunch of sampling of our students beating the IRS. Many, many cases. Click on any of these and open them up, and you're going to see more documentation about all this victories that we have, okay? And myself, folks, as you'll see here, look, this is just a few. I got more victories I got to put on there. I've been so busy trying to help you. Look, you know, I was on investigation by the IRS since 1994 as what? A potential fraudulent protester promoter. That's over a quarter of century ago. And here I am, not in jail for openly not filing and paying income tax with confidence. And you can do it too. They've come after me many times. I've even beaten them. If you go back to this page, you'll see more of our victories. I've beaten them myself. Okay? How they came after me for $700,000, I had it all zeroed out. And much, much more. So, folks, what I want is all of you, go to our website, our YouTube channel, watch the videos. See, the tools are there. If you go to our website, livefreenow.org, okay, first you're going to watch the videos at the front page, okay? This one, the very front, the first one. You can watch the second one and the third one. These guys will get you to more videos, okay? But most of the material is under here. Educational materials, drop-down menu here, or income tax freedom. These are petitioned to Congress. Right here is most of your education material. Just go through these pages. They will organize to educate you. And listen, use your time in your automobile to educate yourself. Play these videos in your car. Plug your smartphone in your car's audio system. Let it play as you drive to and from work. Now, that time belongs now to you freeing yourself of slavery and your lifetime, saving you hundreds of thousands, probably millions of dollars, folks. Millions of dollars in your lifetime. Listen to them on your way to and back to work in your car, and then when you get home, you can watch them on your big screen computer to see that all this stuff, what I'm telling you, is true. So, folks, there's a saying. You can take the horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. I cannot or even attempt to ever try to force you to be free. It's up to you. It's there for you to do it. All the stuff I showed you is for free. Every one of you should do these. Now, I know some of you say, still Payman, I'm still a little nervous. I can I get some support from you? Back me up, because you seem to really know this stuff and have succeeded. So can you give me some backup in this process? Okay. For those of you who want that, I'm going to briefly share that with you, and I'm going to come back and answer all your questions tonight after this, okay? So you go to liftfreenow.org, folks. You go down. I created a program called the Royal Freedom Package, okay, in 2001, years ago, okay? So with this program, I'll do everything for you all. Anything IRS-related, letters or responses of any kind will be done for you, no charge, with unlimited consultation. I've been paying for lawyers to work with me to defend you in case, in a rare case they want to come after you criminally. I'll put a lawyer. Everything's done for you, okay? And it comes with a $78 million guarantee now. This guarantee was not in existence a year ago. It's just a few months old. After 20 years of experience, I said, okay, fine, to give you the confidence you want, okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give you even this $70 million guarantee, okay? So you can watch that. And also something else, folks, how many of you love this information? How many of you think this is great? Why don't more people know about it? Well, first, use a video on YouTube. Become a fan on Facebook. Subscribe to our email list on our front page. When you go on this page, just scroll down. On the bottom right, you see to get your free freedom education package now. Before we get banned from all these high-tech platforms, folks, get started below. Write your contact information on the bottom right and hit the gold button here. Yes, I want free freedom education. And you'll be in touch with us with you. By being on our email list, we will not spam you. I promise you, folks, because we're going to get banned. I know we're going to get banned one of these days. We'll become more successful, folks. So do that. The bottom line is, folks, if you love this information, the only way to do something about it is for you to share it with other people. Text the front page of our website. Text this video to your friends. Hey, check this out. 9 minutes in your car on your way to work or back. Check this out in your car. That's the simplest way to get people to do it, because they will not watch the video. No. They will not make the time to watch. They will listen in their cars. Right? That's the best way. Send it to your family members first, friends, coworkers, anybody you know. Give them an opportunity, folks, to free themselves. You can force them to be free. They got to choose. It's their choice. But you provided them a choice to be free now. If they're happy being a slave, they may remain a slave. If they want to be free, like you, they will continue on this journey to freedom that you started. Continue to, on our website and our videos, educate yourself and go for it. Go for it as much as I can. It's on free in our website and our YouTube channel. If you want our help to back you up, that is available too. Folks, we're here to have America be free, and that's what the purpose of all this is. Okay? It's us join together to educate our fellow Americans to take back our government. So yes, don't pay money to our enemies. This election was a fraud. Keep your money from our enemies and have you be free, folks, and prosperous. Have America once again be free, prosperous, and the government that represents us protect our rights and to be free once again. Thank you for watching and continue watching our videos and our website. Okay, how long was that, guys? Okay, we got questions, folks. For those of you who got questions, I'm going to answer them at no charge. So if you have put the call number on the screen, guys, if you have questions, all you got to do is call in. I will answer them for you at no charge. Erica 253 caller, you're live with Freedom Law School.
Text the video to your friend.
You want to give me your first name?
9 minutes in your car on your way to work.
And
go back.
then how you heard about us. What's your first name again?
To get people to do it because they will not watch the video. No, no, no. They will not make the time to watch.
Turn off this broadcast and use your app. Turn the volume down completely because I hear the echo here. We all hear echo, my friend, okay? Okay, try again. 253 caller. What is your first
name? To free themselves. You can force them to be free.
Okay, all right. Call you to turn off that broadcast of this program. It's echoing. We cannot hear you. We hear that. What's your name?
If you want to be free, like you.
Okay, let's go to the next caller, folks. He's not hearing. Obviously, he's not there with us. Okay, so if we have no live, we put the number on the screen for live callers. Question number is 657-383-1755 if you have questions. Area code 415 caller. Okay. Caller from area code 415. What is your first name and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
My name is James and I met you a couple of times on the West Coast at some different freedom rallies that were like in the San Jose area.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yes. Very good. That was a long time ago. That was like at least over 12 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was about 18 years ago.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're looking good. A little grayer than I remember, but... Basically, I'm just starting working a job where I'm getting a 1099. And before that, I had a service business that I got paid directly by the client. So I actually haven't filed an income tax form in 25 years with only a minor...
You're not in jail. You're not in prison, are you?
No.
For everybody else, right? Okay.
And I followed your advice from back then where I got a couple of form letters from the IRS and I just ignored them and the IRS went away. The California Franchise Tax Board unfortunately didn't go away and they assessed some tax, so I just paid it. It was a minor thing for 2 years and got them off my back. So basically that's the only problem I've had in since like 1993. So it's actually been more like 28 years. But now I'm working a job where I'm getting a 1099. So I'm a little concerned because the problem I had back in California was because of a 1099 that I had gotten from a client. I don't know why they 1099 me, but they did, and it threw up a red flag. So I'm just concerned that now I'm not flying below the radar. And,
okay.
And it's more than likely I'm going to make like $100,000 this year working this job.
Okay.
And so there's that. Then the other thing, my father passed away last year, and I found out that I have a $20,000 inheritance coming my way through an IRA, I guess a Roth IRA he had. And I just talked to the people who are going to be giving that to me. And so I'm concerned about that and just, I know the 1099, falls under the same category as, working, or what I've been doing all along. But I'm wondering, is the inheritance subject to taxation?
No. Yeah, I think you got to make something like about at least $5 million, something like that, to have any inheritance tax. So you're fine with there. No problem there at all.
Okay. And then last year I collected unemployment. Somehow I went on the website and answered the questions, and they said, hey, you get unemployment, because I was supposed to start a job, but it was stopped because of the whole fake, pandemic. And mm-hmm. so I collected like $15,000 last year on unemployment. And then mm-hmm. now I find that they want the money back. I'm wondering, one, is that taxable, the unemployment, or does it fall under the same category? I'm not sure. I hired an unemployment lawyer. He only charges like $150 to look into the matter, and hopefully it's just some kind of simple thing. But, I'm kind of pissed that the whole shutdown stopped my ability to start this job, which, I would have made a lot more than $15,000. And
yeah,
I collected for many months.
Don't worry about all that stuff. Hold on. I got more people with questions. Let me help you quickly, if I may. Okay. If you go to our website, okay, and then on our front page, let me get back to our front page of our website. Oh, not this one. Let me back to the other one for you, actually. Here we go. Here you see under income tax freedom, the second item is free yourself from tax withholding. So that's not a problem. Just follow the instruction on that page about income tax withholding and about 1099s. It's all right there. All these letters are written petitions to Congress to address all these concerns that you got. So just use them. If you read them, understand them, send them out by certified mail to keep up your mailing. Okay? And turn your volume down on your computer. You can hear the echo in the background, please.
Okay. There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a question?
How likely is it that that they're, because I'm getting a 1099 this year, that they're going to, it's going to trip some kind of thing on a computer and they're going to come after me. And right now I'm living in Michigan.
Hold on. Let me answer the question. How likely is that? I don't know. No one knows. See, that's why I created this program called the Rural Freedom Package, because I used to work with another organization that I used to work with. I was new back in the early 1990s. And they help people when they have problems. And I would try to help them, and they'd take, challenge the government, and then they would not continue. They pay me for my help, we our time, the money, and then they would not keep it up. It was waste. I thought, that's not going to work, that we'd be reactive. Only when I'm in trouble, now I'm going to do something about it. And, I didn't save enough money for it, by the way, to pay for good, effective, intelligent, trained help. That's what happened. When you don't plan to win, you plan to lose. So that's why I said, wait a minute, let's take a proactive measure. Folks, to win, you got to plan. You fail to plan, you plan to fail. Heard that saying? So I said, look, back in 2001, I said, after years of education, since 1992, I said in 01, let's do a thing where we all pitch into a fund, put some money in it. Our commitment, folks, commitment is our money in modern day. It's not guns going out to shoot somebody like Washington did at Jefferson. It's putting our money forward. Commitment. Now there's a pool here of funds, so we don't know who they're going to come after. Joe, David, Robert, Mac, James, we don't know. You don't know your chances. None of us knows. Whenever they come after any one of us, we're going to put everybody's money and commitment behind Dave, Robert, James, whoever it may be. That's the only way I could solve this problem. But naturally, none of us want to part with his money. I don't. You don't either. You say, I want to keep my money. Why should I pay anybody else or pay to anything else? Well, look, I got $800,000 of life insurance on my head. If I die, my wife will get $800,000. I pay $500 plus every 3 months. Don't want to collect on that life insurance? No. I want that money to never come back to my family. Same with them, by the way. Well, that gives me peace of mind, and then in case something happens to me, then they're taken care of. And that's what you do, James. When you join our Royal Freedom Package, that, you know, I just don't know. Do you want to take a chance alone? You have for 25, 27 years or more. You want to go that? You comfortable with it? Fine. More power to you. If you want to put that behind you, have some peace of mind, safety, join a program that's designed to do that. Other than that, I honestly do not know a third option I can give you that will further assist you. IRS does not come after everybody. We know that. They're very incompetent. They're falling apart. I've done videos on this. I tell you, IRS is falling apart. They're incompetent. But the media made up IRS just like they made up Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. Okay? It's a fraud, deception. So those are the only choices I can suggest to you, my friend. Now, the choice is yours to make then. Any other questions before I go to – we have two other callers, area code 347 and 253. He's back. In the question, you want to ask me, James?
I'm good for now. Thank you.
You are most welcome, James. All right. Thank you for calling me with a question. Let's go to the 347 area code caller. I'm sorry. We missed 970-347-253. 970 caller, what is your first name, my friend?
Can you hear me, Payman?
Yes. Your first name, and how did you hear about us?
Jim. Well, I know you've asked me this before, but I've known about you for probably a couple of years ago, and I think I just found you on the internet, if I remember right.
Okay.
How
may I help you?
I'm kind of like your previous caller. I haven't filed for several decades, and I'm wondering if I, you know, if I use your program, I shouldn't have any problems, really, should I?
That's how you would the guarantee. Although in your case, that 70 guarantee does not apply. I'm glad you asked that question. It will not apply to you and James because you guys did not stop filing for income tax, Jim and James, because you guys didn't do it with Freedom Law School our way. So, but someone comes to me new, clean, they just stopped filing. 10-4 income tax confession forms, like, well, they're going to stop filing this year, 7 years I give them. So knowing that, continue, please, with your question, Jim.
I'm sorry, I might have misunderstood you. Are you saying new non-filers, your program covers them, right?
Yes.
What about old non-filers?
Old non-filers? I don't know. It depends. People comes in old non-filers, wonderful, nice, clean, nothing comes up. Or something comes up a year, 6 months, 4 years from now, we'll take care of it. Okay. Or
well, I haven't heard anything from for 25 years.
I know. I don't know. Then you just come to us clean, but there's no that guarantee of the 7 years, okay? Because the fact that you just start with Freedom Law School, it gets too technical for me to give you a more detailed answer right now. But because you didn't start with Freedom Law School, doing a lot of stuff you should have done, planning, doing things
right, correctly.
See, for I give just one example. One example before we go on to your next question. Often people who stop filing paying income tax, like you and James, naturally they move. They go from one house to another or to another. They don't get
right.
IRS, the new address. And the IRS letters go to the old address. They don't know about these letters that could and should have challenged timely. And now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bam, levy order comes to take money from his paycheck or his bank account. And now the patriot comes to me, Paymon, I've heard about you. Can you use your magic and make him go away? No. The mistake was made. You know, sometimes people miss critical letters they should have responded to because they just didn't pay attention to them. So I don't know what's the past history of the person who came to me after years of not filing. That's why the guarantee is not there. But with new students, I make sure you do every T correctly, dot every I correctly. And with that, I give that minimum of 7 years, $1 million guarantee with confidence. So that's the best answer I can give to your question.
I see. I spoke recently of my son. I'm getting an echo here, but I spoke recently about my son who is 20, and he's completely clean. I mean, he has no number, not numbered, no BC. I'm doing a birth certificate for him right now. But
okay.
If I want to get him in the program, should he get a Social Security number?
No. Do not get him a Satan's surveillance number. That tattoo will never come off his body. Okay, they will not recognize it. So you were tattooed, that's your Satan's surveillance number. Doesn't matter you claim to have revoked and rescinded it ab initio from the beginning. Doesn't matter. You got the number, it's on you, it'll never come off. But if you never had one.
Okay. So okay. How does he get a driver's license or apply to a college or get a bank account without a Social Security number?
How much time do you have for me to tell you all that on this call? You ask a lot of questions.
Okay.
Like saying, How do I become rich as a businessman? How do I live a healthy life? Look, that's exactly why you want to get into the Royal Freedom Package. And that's why for someone young like him, the Royal Freedom Package, $9,000 for the first year and $4,000 for the second year, each other after, is dropped down to only 10%. For him, it's only $900 only.
And that does it start out at $900 or what?
It's going to be used about to take help him with all this stuff. You're going to get unlimited support with all these things. Because they got to be custom-made sometimes to situations. I can give you just that. If I could do that with a here one-page to-do list and win, I would have done that. But it's not so simple as I wish it was.
I thought the last time I talked to you that it was since he's 20, it would be $900 to get him in the program. Is that right?
Yes. That's what I said. That is what I said.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I want him to set up his own, saving for retirement. I don't want it to go through Social Security because right now we don't know how long Social Security is going to last.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Payment, I call it socialist insecurity.
Yes. Yes. All right, Jim.
Thank you.
Thanks for
the questions. I don't have any other questions. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure to speak with you again. Let's go to
God
the call from area code 47. Thank you, Jim. And then followed by the call from area code 253. 347 area code caller. What is your first name? And how did you hear about
Fred
Law School?
Fred, I'm a long-time associate, if you will.
Okay, long-time.
Caller.
Okay, you called before. Very good. And how can I help
question,
you?
Yes. It basically is a question, number of questions. I'll make it quick. I have some friends who was talking about getting stimulus, this, that, and the other. And
speak up, my friend. Earlier, speak up.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Speak louder. Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I heard you the first time, just not loud enough. That's all.
All right. Can you hear me now?
It's better, yes.
I'm saying that this whole thing with the stimulus check, people who are non-filers, they should not even come close to that, correct? You know, that's what I thought. And the other thing is that being that we're doing this petition, you know, because you have the template, how about doing a criminal complaint as well?
That petition is a criminal complaint.
Okay.
Against these government renegade staters.
Okay. Because normally when I see Title 18,
when
that's,
criminal,
you know,
that's not an hold on. It will not put him in jail, but Congress has the power. The House of Representatives can impeach these guys for not following the law correctly, to say it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Senate, by 2/3 vote, can remove him from office the same way the communist Democrats tried to do with Donald Trump twice. Impeach his accusation, and the Senate conviction by 2/3 vote is removal. They could do it to all the judges, IRS management, Department of Injustice lawyers, deep state top heads, all of them could be removed by this process.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking to do that. That's what we asked them to do. To do hearings on this process. Of course, the hearings should lead to that, obviously. Okay?
So in submitting this, this would be under Title 18, Section 4, misprison of felony.
Nope. That misprison of felony you're talking about, that's a criminal complaint to a U.S. Department of Injustice to prosecute themselves.
Okay. Okay. All right. And one last thing, too.
This is to the Congress to remove them. That was Donald Trump's mistake. He's a businessman, not a lawyer. If I was on right-hand man of Donald Trump, I would have next to him and said, Don, let's make some of our own lawyers, the honest guys, in the White House right here. Get your man, your man, nominated as the Department of Injustice head. Then if we're not approve it, bring someone from our ranks up, existing ramp. You going to do the job or not? Not an acting head of the Department of Justice? Fired. Next guy. You do what I'm telling you? No? Fired. Next guy up. So he goes through the leadership of the Department of Justice until somebody says, yes, sir, I'm here with you to clean up this Washington, D.C. swamp. And he comes to the White House with your lawyer buddies and his staff, and you check him out on the microscope. They're not doing a good job? Removed. How does it go with the Clinton grand jury investigation? Huh? How about James Comey and Clapper, who lied under oath before Congress? Those guys have been prosecuted yet? They lied on camera.
Right.
He should clean up all that. Whole D.C., Brennan, head of CIA, head of intelligence, Clapper, head of FBI, Comey, Suzanne Rice of NSA. Okay, what's that woman that, the Department of Justice head herself, that black woman, I forgot her name, all of them. And Clinton, all should be indicted by grand jury, tried, and put in prison.
I agree.
That's what he should have done. He didn't know law. Not much more than you. So, does that help you?
Oh, yeah. And one other thing, too. As I, share this information and people really start getting interested, I want to promote the Royal Freedom Package, so I want to get more to the business side. And I have shared it in the past, but I want to really take it, I want to really be more aggressive this time around. So
The best way is text people on the front page of my website, like I showed you. Right there, you go and tell people, look, watch this 9-minute video. No, I'm sorry. Listen to it on this 9-minute video. Here it is in your car, okay? And here it is, okay? And that will educate you about all this stuff, yeah? Listen to it in your car. That's number one. Number two way you do it, folks, is you can print out this flyer. How much are you giving to the IRS? How much people are literally giving away? Yeah, at the end, it tells them to check out our website, okay? Mm-hmm. And the other flyer is there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. And you hand it to people. You have a seven-year million-dollar guarantee, all right? You just go talk to people, hand it over to them. I would ask them that simply, You love or hate the IRS. Mm. Right? I'll give you an example myself. One of the two different construction-oriented guys who I need some work done for me. One guy I mentioned to you, said, oh, Steph, I don't want to go there. I don't mind supporting the services, you know, services.
I like that flyer right there.
Okay. So that guy, I didn't even bother. He's that mentality of slave mentality, doesn't want to think, oh, that's my deal, all that stuff. Okay, I'm fine with it. Although the money I came cash, he cheats and doesn't report. So think about that, the duplicity of that. Well, whatever. But another guy I talked to, do you love or hate the IRS? You laugh. So, who likes them? Right? And we talk. And
right.
Yeah, he's very interested. And he want, you know, and I tell him, yeah. And I tell him, you know, about our royalty package. And he says, yeah. And I know people I want to turn on, too. I know other people like myself, small business owners, my friends. Yeah, well, yeah, who are freedom minded, too. Okay. And then we had to say, Bob, are you going to barter your services? Yeah, sure. You know? See, that's the mindset of him. But I did not know when I spoke to him, oh, you're the guy, what would be the reaction? You don't know. But you got to do the numbers. The more people you talk to, the more people you text our website, the more people you give up these flyers, okay, the more you're going to get a hit, a yes, and an open-minded person who loves freedom. In fact, you can get these flyers, I'm going to show on our website for download it yourself. Let me see. On the education materials, where is the 99% of Americans? Where that flyer got? Do we have it on our website? Don't we have it? We do? We got to put it on there. We got to put it on there. Okay, we'll put the that one. But I know we have the one under how much are you giving the IRS. Yeah, that one I know we have it. How much are you giving the IRS? This is on our website for free. And we gotta put the other one on there, guys. Pretty big and list, please. We should put it right next to that one. Here it is. This is the flyer on our website, and the flyer to download is right here. Printable flyer. How much have you given to the IRS? Yep. There you go. That is there, and we're gonna put the other flyer right there also, pointing it out. Here you can print it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Boom. There is a flyer, and hand it out. Double sided flyer. Okay. Anything else, Fred?
No, that's it. You did a good job today, Paymon.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate your love and kind words, my friend. Let's go to area code 253, area code caller. That starts with an 8 prefix. And then another call from area code 253 with a prefix starting with 4 seconds. So the first caller with 8 on your number prefix. What is your first name, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, Paymon. My name is Greg, and I heard from about you just Googling taxes and the not having to pay taxes and stuff like that. And I haven't paid taxes since 2013. Some of my friends were turning me on to people like Rich Cornforth and others about the taxes. And once I learned about it, I went in and I took my W-2 form and I changed it to exempt. And then in 2016, I believe, the IRS went to my employer and told them that my writing exempt was incorrect. And so they made me started paying taxes again, and I paid taxes in the 2017 year. But they never came after me for any of the back, just wanted me to start paying taxes from then on. And then I changed jobs a couple of times the last couple of years, and I haven't paid taxes because I claimed exempt again. And I made the mistake this last year of trying to go as a non-filer to collect the stimulus money, and they came after me again. And they came after me for the 2017 year, and they wanted to, they gave me a time frame in which to call them in to tell them why I hadn't paid taxes. And so I called them up, and she said, okay, so why haven't you paid taxes? And I told them pretty much everything that you're teaching everybody there, that I wasn't a U.S. citizen, that there is no law to pay taxes. I mentioned a couple other things like the Paper Reduction Act of 1984, which states that anybody who collects money or puts money out from the government has to change their OMB number every 4 years, and the IRS hasn't done it for several years, for 20-some years or whatever. And so then they said our next correspondences will be by mail, and they sent me a notice that I owed for the last 7 years, going back to 2013. And on one of your videos, I seen where you said that just tell them to get on with it. If you think I owe a deficiency, let's get on with it and get to court so I can make my state my claim. And so I did that, and I didn't hear from them for over 2 months. And here recently, mid part of March, they sent me a notice of deficiency. They sent it. It says there's a tag on there for certified mail, but it was just sitting in my mailbox. Nobody signed for it. And now it turns out that they owed me money for the 2017 year, but they're coming after me for 2013 on through, excluding the 2017. Saying that I owe, you know, upwards of $55,000-$60,000 with the penalties. And they gave me 90 days to respond, which would be the first part and middle part of June. I've represented myself in court before. My biggest problem is the procedure end of it. But I'm not sure how to proceed or because, I mean, there's no doubt that everything you're saying is 100% correct. But, you know, I don't have the money to get a lawyer to represent me. Besides that, none of them will correctly. So I'm just wondering I haven't worked this whole last year at all. Just unemployment, and so money is a bit tight. But I want to do the best I can with what I have. Yeah, that's about it. I'd like to get your thoughts on what my next steps should be. Dispute their deficiencies and list. All the things that
I'll tell you the thing is. This is the reason why, folks. This is a classic example for the rest of you. I'm going to answer this question. I'm going to answer your question momentarily, but I'm going to talk to everybody else first before I come to your question, Greg.
Okay.
This is where they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. When you heard about this stuff in 2013, or whenever you've heard about Freedom Laws 2005 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever. If you had joined Freedom Laws at that time, I would have made sure you done everything right.
Well, I didn't hear about you until just – I didn't hear about you till just this year.
Just this year. But guess what? For the rest of you are lucky. Okay. See, he didn't know about you, but the rest of you are luckier than Greg. But you found out about Freedom Law School before you had years of non-filing. You're fortunate if you're new to this stuff, because now I got to go find out more specific personal details about him, his situation, these documents describing notice deficiency. There's no simple silver bullet answer I can hand him on a piece of paper here. Oh, I got it here. Just do this. It's a procedure. No, there's no quick, simple answer for that. It's not. Also, he made the mistake of calling the IRS. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know that. Folks, had he probably not called the IRS, very likely the IRS would not have come after him for 13 to, what, 18, all these years. They came after him because he initiated a call and demanded someone manually give him attention, a human being, and him being said, let's go after this guy. He's one of those tax protester patriots. Nail him. Had he not done that, he would have been among the mass of Americans who don't file income tax. In fact, I'm going to show this book to you. The Corny IRS way back in 1993, that there was 63 million non-filers, folks. Do I have it here? In America back in 1996. I think this is the article about that. Yes, it is. Here it is, folks. Just look at this document I got here. Here. Yeah, this is my website. This, you know, I'm on one of these guys. In 1998, IRS wrote to this guy, Duane Abel, telling him that Mr. Abel, you know, thanks for writing us. We estimate there back then, 1996, there was $3 million. But now that Greg, unfortunately, he stirred up the hornet's nest by calling him, I cannot tell him what to do. So really, I don't want to hurt you by telling you the wrong thing. I don't want to hurt you by not doing the proper examination. You're calling the doctor. Doctor, I didn't know about you. I saw this other doctor. So that's, you know, Richard Cornforth in the conference. Okay? He's out of business in jail. I forgot what happened to him. Okay? I got a problem. Can you fix me on the phone? What would the doctor tell you? Just come see me. No, on the phone, doctor. Tell me the procedure, how to fix my own body. What would the doctor tell you? Come see me. Let me examine you. I have to do more tests, and I can tell you what's going on. And that's what you need. You need a one-on-one private consultation as soon as possible so that I can see what you got going on. And no matter how much you tell me right now, I need to see all the documents. And I got to talk to you further about this situation before I can help you, my friend, okay? So the way to do that, by the way, is on our website. If you're in the very top, it's called Get Quick Help on the top of our website. Click on Get Quick Help link, or Get Help Quick, and right there gives all your options for one consultation procedures. Do that, my friend, and let's talk. Give me all of your paperwork. Write me two paragraphs or two pages about your situation. That will save me time and will save you money, and I'll do my best to help you. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much, Paymon.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to the other call we have from area code 253 with 364 starting. What is your first name, my friend? And how did you hear about Cedar Mosque? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Your
first
hearing me?
Name? Yes, I hear you. What's your first name? And how did you hear about us?
Yeah, my name is Edward. I heard about you through the YouTube channel there. And the reason why I'm calling, I have a girlfriend. She couldn't be here because she had to work. She wanted me to ask you, what is the statute of limitations pertaining to the Internal Revenue Service on collecting a debt?
10 years. From the time the tax was determined, fixed, or assessed. Excluding times IRS did not collect, like when you were in bankruptcy or collection due process hearing. In case of bankruptcy, that time in bankruptcy is added and another 6 months.
Okay, so it's 10 years.
10 years.
Okay,
yes.
Just one last question. She wanted me to ask you, what if she decided to file a petition in tax court? Does that stop the Internal Revenue Service from trying to do further collections while the petition is in court?
There can be no collections for that particular specific tax year while she is in tax court. There is no tax owed at all when she goes to tax court from a notice of deficiency. So therefore, the 10-year never starts because she has not owed the tax yet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, she never received a notice of deficiency nor either a notice of determination. She never received any of that.
Well, again, probably she made a typical mistake of most people, not letting IRS know her last known address. The letter probably went out to her previous address or addresses. That's why she never knew about it. So we don't know at this time when the tax was assessed. A year ago, 5 years ago, we have no idea at this point. We have to get the IRS's records, transcripts to see what happened and pre records and take it from there.
Yeah, she said it was back in 2008. It's the last time that she filed, so it's like 13 years old for the debt.
There you go. There you go. This is part of lack of planning. Okay? People going on their own, Edward. That's the problem. You know, that also hurt Greg, as you can see, and your girlfriend. Folks, people say, pay my, why I try to sell you a Royal Fitted package? You only want my money. You only want my money. No. If I could have given all this stuff to you for free and win, I would do it. But it's not easy. It takes work, and you got to apply it to your situation. That's why you want to join our program, so we prepare these things in advance for you to win. That's why the $70 million guarantee does not apply when you go on your own. You guys are making a perfect example of why the $70 million guarantee of Freedom Law School does not apply to someone coming to Freedom Law School on their own, because all these previous problems exist. I got to decipher and clean up.
Okay.
Okay? And your girlfriend
okay.
should be on this call herself. If it's that important
okay.
to her, she should have called.
Yeah, she had to work, so she wanted me to call for her. But I appreciate your time.
He probably needs to do a one-on-one private consultation with me, just
okay.
like, you know, and then what I suggested to Greg, in which I see all of the paperwork, correspondence she may have had with the IRS, and she can write me two paragraph or two pages of the history of her situation, because I charge $600 an hour for my time, and that's
okay.
cheap. I could charge more than
okay.
that, but I don't. But I charge the first hour discount that to $300 only to allow more people like your girlfriend or James to be able to afford me, because in that 1 hour, I can tell you exactly what she's got going on, exactly
okay.
what he can or should do, and a very likely or accurate results of the best options that she has available for her.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. I'll give her the message.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Do you have any more live callers before we I take comments on the internet, respond to some of those? Okay. Yeshua is asking a question, is the stimulus check a trap? Well, I wouldn't call it a trap necessarily, but it's a mistake as a non-filer for you to file. Because here you're saying on the one hand, hey, I'm not filing and paying income tax because I really believe as a matter of principle, no law requires me to. Oh, but if I can file and get some money, I'll do that. And if you see, that can potentially hurt you in a criminal case where they might put you before 12 American jurors and the government lawyer saying, look at Joshua here. He didn't file. He claims there's no law. Well, when you can get money from the government, well, he files then. So you end up paying for him. All he didn't file and pay his fair share, but then when you could get money from the government, he filed so you can get the money that you paid in taxes to enrich him. Convict him because he doesn't want to pay his fair share. He's a thief from the society. Can you see that government lawyer trying to make it look like that? You don't want to give him that. Do not give that opportunity. Let the money go. Stand with your principles. You'll be much better off long term. Okay? Okay, Sue asks, what happens if you have stock market transactions that get reported directly to the IRS, even though you stop filing? Okay, what happens? Well, So that's like saying, Payman, what's going to happen when I get to my car tomorrow and drive my car? I don't know. You probably live. But then again, you might die in a car accident. Oh, or you might get seriously injured. I don't know. There's no guarantee that this happens when you drive your car or you got that 1099. So what? Most Americans have a third party, employer, stockbroker, bank, somebody else send false 1099 snitch reports and W-2 forms to the IRS, tell them falsely, hey, Sue here, I paid Sue taxable income in which she must pay income tax. Those are false. That's one of the reasons why, you know, on our website, folks, that I'm showing you, we do this petition under income tax freedom. Look at one. Free yourself from 1099 information reports. That's for your stockbroker, Sue, and your banker, okay? Free yourself from income tax withholding. That's for the W-4 and W-2 form. That's why we all need to send these letters to our congressman, okay? Because we all need to help ourselves and each other and confront and eradicate this criminality of the deep state government renegade suit, okay? So what? As far as the royal fee package goes, we'll cover you. No problem. You still be good. That's seven-year, million-dollar guarantee. By the way, I used to be a financial planner for 7 years in my 20s. After 6 months of being a mortgage lender, real estate, and I was a finance business major at California State University, Long Beach. I got my degree in business with focus in finance, marketing, and economics. And I know about the stock market and mutual funds. That doesn't belong to you. The people that lose money in the stock market on the average are the regular people like you, Sue. Okay? The big banks and corporations, they get the top advisors, the best ones, top money. They get those guys. They win with their computers that do millisecond transactions so quickly. Okay? Leave you in the dust. For you, I'll say just get your money out of and get into cryptocurrency. Crypto is the money of the future. Everyone wants privacy. Crypto became from less. Bitcoin went from under a cent to a cent dollar. Now it's about over $50,000. It's going to be over $1 million. And these other cryptocurrencies are coming up also. Get into crypto. It's the money of the future. The banks cannot control it. They're having a heart attack. Because God in his wisdom, always with evil and tyranny, creates a way out. That's freedom also, folks. That's what I am. I'm here to give those of you who love freedom a way out of slavery. And the rest of slaves who want to stay slave, their option. So get out of stock market anyhow, Sue. Okay? All right, we can talk about it in a one-on-one consultation. Or as a Royal Freedom Package member, I'll advise you on all this whole picture of your situation as well. Any more that's it? All right. Well, my brothers and sisters, thank you, and I love you for taking your time to listen to me and give yourself an opportunity to educate yourself on your journey to freedom. This is a journey that you started because you meant to start it. You are destined to start this journey to freedom. There's only one ending for you, and that ending is freedom. Continue on this path to educate yourself by continuing to love freedom. You're going to find freedom, prosperity, less stress, peace of mind, confidence, joy, spread that love, and all those wonderful things I just shared with you with others as well. So I hope you continue to join your freedom, and I hope to meet you all very soon, face to face. Oh, I'll be speaking at the, I forgot to mention this, if you're close, you might want to come to North Dakota and meet me at the Red Pill Expo, okay? And we got a few tickets available from Red Pill Expo, by the way. We begin those for sale, Freedom Law School. Here it is, folks. Red Pill Expo, Mount Rushmore, Rapid City, South Dakota, June 5th to 6th. Okay? And, folks, there's going to be a lot of other great speakers you're going to want to hear and meet in person. The cost is very reasonable. No, South Dakota is the only state never had any lockdown or masks or social distancing required, never closed their schools at all. So, folks, you want to go be there, folks. Bring your friends and family members and folks. Meet other like-minded people. You're going to feel like a normal person among other freedom-minded people like yourself. So with that, folks, again, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click like. Get on our email list. I'll be back with you next week with another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour.